5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the chop up, trying to get chopped up, not get slapped up. You already know.
Don't get this political chop cracking.
Political chop. Hey, political awareness, man. Political.
Politics. So, like, this is about to be a tough one.
He's about to be a tough one.
But let's get to today's political chop. You know what I'm saying? Is going to be geared towards a very touchy subject. All right, but we gonna preface it like this. Kanye, bruh. It's a lot in that statement, right? It's a lot happening. What sparked it, and initially when I wanted to have this conversation, what sparked it was the statements that was made by Kanye about Harriet Tubman. Now, for those who don't know, and if you don't know, I would be surprised, but I respect you for having some way of being disconnected from all the bullshit. But my nigga Kanye said that Harriet Tubman actually didn't free slaves. She just had them go work for other white people at a so-called campaign event in South Carolina. Now, the irony of that campaign event in South Carolina is that he did not qualify to be on the ballot in South Carolina.
At all.
But, you know, this statement sparked a lot of controversy.
It did.
Following up that statement was a bunch of tweets from Kanye kind of expressing some feelings about the situation he's in as far as his wife and her family. I'll let George elaborate a little bit more on that when he speaks up. But the conversation around Kanye and this, which started with this campaign rally, goes all the way back to his statements about slavery being a choice, all of this other shit. We're where we are now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a multifaceted discussion.
It is.
It's multifaceted. And now, because I came to this conversation thinking we were just gonna talk about it from this one perspective. But in our preliminary conversation, we all seem to have a different understanding of perspective of what's going on. So I'll start with mine.
Okay. Right?
My perspective is black people need to have what I call or what's known as a cultural bias. Now, in academia, real quick, cultural bias is something that has a negative connotation because it talks about a group of people focusing more on their own and preferring more of their own culture, as opposed to like that group dynamic where other, you know what I'm saying, thoughts process, that melting pot kind of ideology that we have in America. Thing about that is that negative connotation associated with other groups that have power and end up fucking over other people. Mm. Black people, in terms of cultural and cultural bias, has to do with how we value us in a world that tells us we don't have value.
True.
That's big.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Because we are constantly being barraged with information that's saying blackness means death, blackness is bad. Blackness means prison. Blackness means poverty. Blackness means jail. So we need to have a cultural bias to things that associated with black people and blackness to the point where that's like that black line, crossing that line, that is a deal breaker. Kanye's statement about Harriet Tubman is extremely egregious because it speaks to what makes anti-black violence or anti-blackness in general anti-blackness. It's not just that the structures are against it, right? It's the gratuitous nature of the hate and the vitriol that these institutions pass on to blackness that make it anti-black. That gratuitousness is literally like a characteristic that transcends just any regular shit. Kanye introducing Harriet Tubman into this conversation about slavery, it being a choice, and whether or not she introducing her into that conversation was gratuitous. It was unnecessary. It was extra. You can literally make the point that we've went from one slavery to another slavery without bringing up the name Harriet Tubman. You know what I'm saying? And as much as it's all of these things associated with him and all that other shit, the problem is that when we have when we're at a moment in time where we see these traditional institutions cracking they're crumbling, right? Mm-hmm. Black people in various communities, because there is no black monolith, right? But black people should be thinking like this is our time, right? Like if it was any time to act, if it was any time to organize, if it was any time to invest in the institutions that represent us, now is that time. No, but we can't start thinking, we ain't thinking in that direction because we're getting too caught up with these people who are putting on white supremacy and blackface and then having an influence on the conversations that we have as a people. You feel me? That's my thought process. It's a deal breaker to Harriet Tubman is one of the key ancestors. It's like you got Malcolm and Martin level, right? The only people that you would put above Malcolm and Martin is Harriet Tubman. If anybody can be placed above them in terms of legacy to black people, it would be somebody like Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
If there was a hierarchy. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that that she was disparaged and, you know what I'm saying, and undermined in order to make a political point, you know what I'm saying, is something that we as black people, you know what I'm saying, should reject wholeheartedly. All the other conversations are secondary, and we could talk about all that shit too. But our approach should first be like, nah, that's crossing the line.
So here's my take. I can agree with you, and this is about to be one of those both ends. I can both agree with you that we have to have lines, that we need to be culturally protective, that we got to have biases that allow for us to move and transcend a lot of the things, negative images that are projected on us, and argue that trying to have this conversation devoid and separate from talking about the mental and emotional incapacitations Kanye experiences is, I think, irresponsible. And it's a conversation based on the pre-show conversation that you're like, we should be having this conversation about lines you don't cross without that, because those types of things are unacceptable and bring people and drag people into a rabbit hole they shouldn't be in. I can agree with that and say that a lot of the irresponsibility with what he specifically has been saying has to do with two things. One, his mental capacity and where he's been and what he's been going through with that particular struggle, and the money and the access he has to build a platform. A lot of people is out there saying we've moved from one slavery to another type of slavery and are saying it much more eloquently, but they don't have the money, they don't have the backing, they don't have the reputation Kanye has to be put up on the platform.
They ain't got the platform.
They don't have it. Right. So they are capable of saying it without being disrespectful to our ancestors, which is the line that you asking for, while still introducing new and different logics, like the one Kanye wants us to buy into, that, like you said, is not completely wrong.
Not right? Wrong.
I can buy all of that and still say that we have to be realistic about the person it's coming from, because the person it's coming from is going through some things that have been for a while. He said the stuff about Harriet Tubman, and then we see that his wife just today, after he got on and slandered her and slut shamed her and did her bad overnight, got on to, after not wanting to explain that people only get help and receive help when you're grown, you can only get help somebody who wants to be helped. Two, Kanye has always had big dreams and big ideas, not really known how to talk about them, but let's be honest, she was like, let's be honest, a lot of his big dreams have come true. You know what I'm saying? So cool, I can give him credibility as a visionary, as a person, but still, and draw my lines with some of that, some of his vision, some of his ideas, while also tempering that with the fact that he's not completely well. And so I'm not looking to him, and haven't for a long time, to be my political or social compass about too much of anything. Damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I'm looking for him. But that's just me.
You know?
Both hands.
You know, and I think that his comments on Harriet Tubman was obviously wild. And in the conversation that he said that, in the same thing, he talked about, you know, Kim Kardashian basically trying to kill his daughter and them, how am I having an abortion? And it's like, even if that was true, it's like, hey fam, the fact you're trying to have this conversation during your presidential platform, it illustrates your position in terms of mental health. You damn near having a manic bipolar disorder, you damn near having a manic bipolar episode while you're on the stage. Fam, he started crying and all the crowd started saying, yo, he started crying, fam. So then the next day after he say that shit, he started talking about his daughter being on Playboy and them trying to 5150 him. And he been wanting to divorce Kim Kardashian, this, that, and the other. It's like, fam, he not good. So in my mind, it's like, shit, the comments that he said the Harriet Tubman comments, it got to be folded in to his overall, you know what I'm saying, his thing. And it's just like, man, I can't even hold them comments against you, Kanye, because you actually said some shit that was more foul and more volatile, that hold a more material violence to right now what's going on than them Harriet Tubman conversations. Not saying what you said about the black, you know what I'm saying, this black woman, Harriet Tubman, that put her blood and sweat tears for the line. I ain't saying it don't matter. I'm saying, though, to me, the bigger conversation is about mental health and about how when everybody start looking at you, you feel me? Hey, fam, I'm crazy, bro. I could be crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, fam, if I started, you know what I'm saying, going through some shit, you feel me? And I start saying some crazy shit, and I'm giving you all that. You know, I'm a country nigga, bro. If it walk like a duck, if it talk like a duck, if it crack like a duck, it's a duck. My nigga, if I start talking crazy and acting crazy, nigga, I'm going through some shit. And when I say crazy people that's talking about in terms of ableism, I ain't trying to be ableist. I'm just having straight talk with my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm saying is if I lost my goddamn mind, I start going crazy, I start going through mental health, I just want you to be able to take the good with the bad and be able to work with me. You know what I'm saying? Be like Dave Chappelle and Dave Dash and pull up on me.
Yeah, you know I mean, saying? Of course I would, bro. Of course I would. But that's the thing, bro.
But that's what's like, going on, fam. It's not.
Yeah, but see, like, yeah, but see, what I see is this. We keep having these conversations, and we relating Kanye back to a normal person. A normal person having a bipolar episode would not be able to hold a campaign rally to put it on display. Let's be real. Think about the logistics that go into setting that type of shit up. That shit is deliberate. And so while I do think, I mean, is it certain? I mean, because I don't even really like speaking on like his mental state and just putting that on him, even though this conversation has been going, right? Ever since he made the statements the first fucking time, when he first said the shit about slavery being a choice, when he was doing that back and forth with TMZ, keep having this conversation about his mental health, but yet we still have him on this platform as an influencer. We still treat him as an influencer. We'll go back to talking about his relationship with Jay-Z and shit. We'll go back to talking about his music and doing all of that shit. We will still allow him to exist as this celebrity to influence black culture. But then as soon as he says this wild shit and then adds some other wild shit onto it, then it's like, oh, well, nah, he was crazy when he was doing other shit. He was manic when he's been doing this shit. This has been a pattern of behavior. So I want to know from y'all, as people who are, you know what I'm saying, who are showing this sympathy, which I'm not saying like you shouldn't, he doesn't deserve your sympathy, but as people who are having this kind of, like are saying like, yeah, you know, like we got to worry about that. Why is this distinction only made when he say the wild shit about black people in an attempt to be political?
I think that the comments that made me, because I think that we can fill people in, this specifically on George Lee consciously understanding or his relationship to the Kanye shit. I ain't really rocked with Kanye for about 10 years, over 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really started. I mean, I ain't been doing with Kanye since like 09, 08. You feel me? So I've been kind of on the, man, not necessarily canceling Kanye, but like, I don't care for Kanye too much. Like, what? I don't even care to cancel him, so how much I don't care for him. You know what I'm saying? His comments of trying to talk about white supremacy in terms of Kim Kardashian, not saying she's not advocating white supremacy, but the nature and how he did it and what he was doing it for, it's like, fam, as a black person that talk a lot about white supremacy, I could have took that tweet and ran with it. Kanye West exposes white supremacy and this, that, and the other, but I'm knowing that what that comment is literally coming in the tirage or the mirage of a whole bunch of other crazy shit that he's doing and saying. It's like, damn, Kanye, you really going through it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I seen it. Like, damn, fam. Like,
I guess, I mean,
his daughter, he bringing his daughter in too. I'm sorry, but his daughter, he bringing, like, he literally tweeting about his daughter and talking about his daughter and Kim Kardashian in tweets. Kanye got how many followers on Twitter? How many millions of followers? He literally is creating a feud, you feel me? Or putting it out in public. My daughter getting Playboy and putting my daughter around these pedophiles. And it's like, Kanye, what's going on?
Yeah, go ahead, Toya.
I mean, I guess I'm just really trying to figure out where, one, I feel like there's too much credit and credibility given to people taking him serious. Now, there are people who are taking him seriously. But I think what Georgia said, like, there have been so many rifts and waves of Kanye doing weird shit. Everybody, hype beast and people who gonna buy up Yeezys and buy up stuff from Yeezy brand and stuff. But I start smelling trouble when a nigga was selling white t-shirts with holes in them for $110. You know what I'm saying? That's when a whole lot of stuff for me started unraveling and falling apart. You know what I'm saying? Very muchly, I am a god. I am a, when anybody start talking like that, you making me nervous a little bit, right? When you deify yourself. And I understand that that's a trend and you know. Yeah, it's been a while, and so I'm really, it's worth having these conversations, but here's why, and this was my skepticism before the conversation started, is that as I start to read more about mental health, as I start to read more about how these episodes play out, as I start to see more how people with these types of issues relate to these situations, and then you have Kanye as a great example, I realize how ill-equipped I am to really, I guess, assert anything about people like Kanye, except for to see that both he and his wife have admitted that he is in a state right now where he needs help. Right. So yeah. A lot of people are saying, while, and it's weird because you got to talk about it while not talking about it. We are talking about it while saying we shouldn't talk about it. And that's because the biggest, I think, most healthy piece of advice that we've gotten is that you can't give this type of shit like energy. A lot of people, when he first made his Harriet Tubman comments, were on Twitter like, I'm not going to share the video, but this shit is wild, and here we go. And
that's that was my approach.
But you, I think there are a lot of Black people who are just like, we got to talk about this shit because it's a topic of a moment. It's a distraction. 1 week is entanglement. The next week is Kanye. You know he got an album coming out, and we can't forget about the capitalism. If we talked about capitalism in one conversation, we got to talk about it here too.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are...
Donda coming out on Friday, ain't it? It's coming out on Friday or something.
Period. He released it. He done made a new font. He been writing out his song notes and album notes and then called it a new font that he's trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? So this is all opportunities to capitalize on things that Kanye can make money off of. And so I won't say that it is pyramidal and connected in a way that is malicious or intentional, like I'm about to really play up this bipolar, plus I got an album coming out, plus I just want to be. I don't think it's very intentional like that, but it's other shit that explains why we're here that I think people are seeing through. He doesn't have enough power or command to really influence, to do anything else but derail, at best, derail what is possible with Joe Biden trying to be elected. But I'll even say this. I think this, the statement of his power to maybe fracture the votes for Joe Biden was stronger a week ago than they are now.
Man,
every time he opens his mouth, they get weaker and weaker and weaker. Every election, we have people who write in random names. I have no doubt Kanye will be some of those random names written in. Will it make an impact? I think the capability of that is becoming less and less true. The more and more he's given the ability to make tweets and talk about how divorce Kim. And, like, you know, these are all talking points that we just fuel to give him attention, likes, tweets, traffic. It all works.
Works one way or another.
Yeah, but see, I think, and I think this is where my conversation is a little different, because it's a reason why I put this specifically under the political chop and not under like the culture chop or anything else, because it is where our politics and our culture are meeting. You know what I'm saying? Which is actually how you empower a people politically, is to have those two come together. It's not creating an environment that Black people could actually benefit from. That's the danger in it, right? Like, Donald Trump represents a weakness in white governance and these white institutions and how they operate and how they run, which is making the reason why Kanye West is even viable in people's eyes is because Donald Trump was possible. There used to be literally a bar. Right. And how we understood politics. Now, I understand that as Black people, you know, we are apprehensive when it comes to these government institutions because of our relationships and past struggles with these same institutions. But what's happened is we have approached like either we go this defeatist attitude to where we're like, oh, you know, I ain't going to get nothing to do with it just because it's crooked and it ain't going to help nothing. Or it goes to this anti-Black attitude to where, nah, the elevated understanding of politics is, you know, this race stuff and worrying about all that stuff. That's what's messing this up. Following all of these politicians that talk about race, that's who's the problem. And one of the greatest amongst our hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, Mount Rushmore, Kanye, is now the face of that, you know what I'm saying, of those people. He is now the mascot for, like, George, you know how when you was talking bad about Gilly? And, like, Gilly, you making it hard for niggas like me? Because I got... Kanye is making it hard for niggas like me.
Kanye been making it hard for
But not, I mean, yeah, stuff. but this is what I'm saying. This is a next level of egregiousness. That's my point. Listen, like, think about it. Outside of Kanye, because I definitely understand the mental health conversation, what do we hold sacred if it ain't our fucking ancestors?
You're like, what do we hold sacred? And I think the whole, like, the Twitter sphere, social media, whatever, was like, we hold sacred Harriet Tubman. This nigga is tripping. This nigga is wilding. That was the tone. One person say, you know, I get that Harriet Tubman was problematic, but he still has a point. Nobody was even granting him that.
I'm not on the Twitter sphere. I'm not on the Twitter sphere, but I'm on the YouTube sphere. I'm on the Facebook sphere.
Okay, well, tell me about
them. That, like, okay, for like, example, we know how, like, we know how.
I know Instagram people saying it, but it was just like.
Yeah, but hold on, see?
Out of 80 people, two people said, but Kanye got a point. It was like 80 comments, two comments was that. It's like, okay, it's always.
But see, it's just like. Bro, George, just like for example, think about the Hebrew Israelite shit. Yeah. Like how we was like, man, ain't nobody that ain't now. We in 2020 and Nick Cannon getting fired of it. Because we sitting back thinking, like, nah, ain't nobody taking that shit serious. Ain't nobody taking that shit serious. That's what you think. It's just like Donald Trump. There's a lot of black people that support Donald Trump that's not gonna say it because they're not trying to go back and forth with niggas. But it's people that buy into certain bullshit, they not loud. You don't see them in the comment sections. You don't, but the fucked up thing about it is you see them pushing it in other places like motherfucking in the ballot box.
But these people, let's be honest, and this is also something that we talked about earlier. These people are not the people voting. These people are not the people who are showing up, who are a part of the political process, who care, understand how it functions. So we end up giving a lot of space, a lot of dignity, and a lot of credibility and airtime to people who are not really about that business or not about this work. This is, again, when we were having a conversation about black on black crime, we have to remember these are not the same people showing up to these rallies to liberate, to fight for, to challenge and contest the value of black life. They just not the same people. So
And when the comments was made in my Instagram, I seen it's trolls.
I mean, that's
so easy, you can't allow perfect to be the enemy of the good. You know what I'm saying? Like, does Kanye chip away at our ability to have those? Hey, this is what you doing. Don't say this. The line you don't cross. And then we see this nigga jumping the line and stepping the line. Yes, he becomes a case in point that is dangerous, but it's always going to be kind of insulated, if you will, a lot of what he's done by the fact that even him and his wife have argued and made the comment that he's just not equipped to make these types of statements and he's not in his right mind. I want to read what Kim said real quick, and I'll read it quick, but I think it sums up things very effectively, and then we can move the conversation how you think we should.
Yeah.
Kim says about Kanye, I understand Kanye is subject to criticism because he is a public figure and his actions at times can cause strong opinions and emotion. He is a brilliant but complicated person who, on top of the pressures of being an artist and a black man who expressed the painful loss of his mother and has to deal with the pressure and isolation that is heightened by his bipolar disorder. Those who are close to Kanye know his heart and understand his words and sometimes do not align with his intentions. Living with bipolar disorder does not diminish or invalidate his dreams or his creative ideas, no matter how big or unobtainable they may feel to some. That is part of his genius, and as we have all witnessed, many of his big dreams have come true. We as a society talk about giving grace to the issue of mental health as a whole. However, we should also give it to the individuals who are living with it in times when they need it the most. I kindly ask that the media and public give us the compassion and empathy that is needed so that we can get through this. Thank you for those who have expressed concern for Kanye's well-being and for your understanding. With love, Kim Kardashian West.
Why the fuck do you have people asking for privacy when the shit is given to an audience? It is a campaign rally. It is Twitter. You know what? Don't talk to us. Hold on, Twitter. Don't talk to us. Don't tell us that we need what we need to be doing in terms of Kanye. Keep your fucking husband off Twitter. Shut down the campaign rallies. Get rid of the motherfucker.
He is bipolar.
Like, I don't understand what.
Then why is he holding a campaign rally? I don't understand.
Because he's a rich black man.
He's Kanye.
He's literally the white friend. I mean, he's literally the black friend. He's the black friend. So he's the black friend that white folks love talking about. And he got some access and some privilege because he's cool with these white folks.
You have
enablers. They gave him a platform.
You have
enablers. That's why I said enablers.
On that stage with him was a whole bunch of black yes men standing behind him who probably don't mind being seen, probably don't mind being on stage, down with Kanye by any means, and not like any means like I ride for him, because if they rode for him, they wouldn't have had him up there in the first place, down to ride this meal ticket.
They clout chasing for any dream.
Hello. Anything.
Like, man, I'm trying to sing with Kanye in South Carolina on stage.
Is enough enablers to outweigh the people who want and mean the best for you. And you are on the first thing smoking until your own demise in whatever flavor and whatever way you decide to get there. For him, it's a political rally. Why? Because he has the money and enough people to enable that platform to do so. After that, all you need is a mic and people gonna show up. Kanye is Kanye. If you build it, they gonna come.
What? I got a family member that got bipolar.
She literally said, one of the girls who posted one of the clips that went viral literally said, I only came here long enough, when the girl said, was like, all right, I'm leaving, bye. Or like, yeah.
That's the clip that went viral.
I'm going to wait for him to say something dumb, and I'm leaving. And she waited for that nigga to say enough and was like, I'm out. He said everything
I need. Let's go, y'all. Let's go.
He's a spectacle, right? But he is
a spectacle, dog. Nobody taking him serious, bro.
Okay.
Nobody in their right mind taking that man serious, fam. It's literally for kicks and giggles and laughs and shit.
And I think that's what sucks.
But this ain't kicks and giggles and laughs type shit, though. Fuck, a undermining Harriet Tubman is not kicks and giggles and laughs type shit.
But who's giving him that pass? Nobody's saying it is. But this is a situation we're in with somebody who does not have the capacity to discern anything better right now. Right. So I don't understand why you keep trying to pick out of the most important thing that has to be at the forefront of this conversation, which is his mental health. You say wild shit.
So you're having manic episodes, you say wild shit and you do wild shit that you're going to regret.
And here's also something that I read on a Twitter thread about the capacity of bipolar to really mess you up long term, is that if you are without your medications, it's not just you having these types of manic episodes sans the medication. There is an element of deterioration that then only becomes further and makes the slippery slope that you're on even more slippery over time. And because the brain areas that are affected by that deterioration don't just rebuild or regenerate themselves, there comes a certain point where even medications, even orientations toward that, don't make the same impacts or give the same health as they would have a longer course or a longer path. So this is, we're talking about a history that won't just be recouped and rescooped by saying, well, nigga crossed the line. Well, that's just really not the conversation that we're having. And to not have it in the fruitfulness of how things have unfolded is irresponsible a little bit.
We're talking about us being irresponsible and having this conversation.
Listen, but, let's take the conversation away from Kanye West.
Before we take it away from Kanye, we can take it away from Kanye.
I'm just saying, in terms of talking about bipolar, because that's what I'm thinking about, being bipolar. You feel me? I don't even like doing shit like this because, you know what I'm saying, I don't like doing shit like this. But I've talked with this person, and my mama let me know that it's cool, right? My mama is bipolar, fam. She has been diagnosed as being bipolar. And like Kanye West, my mother also has an experience with battling with drugs. My mama done said and did a lot of wild shit to me and my family and my kids, bro. But that's still my mama. You feel me? I'm talking about wanting to cancel her. My mama, my nigga, the person that gave me life, bro.
Sheikah-san.
You know what I'm saying? Sheikah-san that's tattooed on my arm, bro. I'm being so serious, Sheikah-san.
Though, fam. Nah, bro. I know, bro.
Right now, my nigga, my mama is in Dallas. I don't know what the hell she doing or what the hell she got going on. She only need a couple dollars and a couple enablers, fam. Mama, my mama got four kids, my nigga. All four of her kids could be saying she could no. Nigga, she could have three motherfuckers around her, bro, that want her to get high. And she gonna go with them three motherfuckers she just met on the street that day. You feel me? My nigga, Kanye just made a tweet 15 minutes ago. He say Yeezy team. Nigga, I've been a Kanye West fan since goddamn 2005. I can't identify not one person in this goddamn picture talking about Yeezy team. We are literally saying all you need is a couple enablers, bro, and you'll go off the rails. I'm talking about go off the rails. Yes, man. Oh, hell yeah. That shit, Fam, you always hear some trash-ass music, and you ask, who was in the studio when this nigga made this song here? They is not his friends.
Come on.
The folks getting high, my mama, is not her. They not her friends, bro. The people telling her, oh, she can, you don't need that medication. Them white folks trying to get to you. Fam, that's the shit that she tell me, my nigga. Ah, little George, them white folks, then you reading them book. Fam, that's the shit she say to me. So when I see Kanye, fam, Kanye was talking about drinking Kim Kardashian's bath water, my nigga. Stop playing. The fact that this nigga then woke up in the morning talking about some white supremacy and Kim Kardashian trying to do me this and do me that, and I've been trying to, fam, that's cap, and that is the manic, the manic episode talking, bro. I know that's what it is, fam, and I ain't giving Kanye no passes. I ain't gave my mama, you feel me? And I love my mama way more than I love Kanye. But I've been personal close to that bipolar shit. And it's real, bro. I'm talking about it. Listen, when Kim Kardashian, this is the last thing I say on this, now let it go. When Kim Kardashian asked, can she have for privacy? That's not negating what we've seen publicly. Kanye West made some very strong allegations about Kim Kardashian, her mama, and their daughter. So when Kim say, I asked for the privacy, they asking for people like us, people that, you know what I'm saying, trying to get paid for talking, that we don't try to go and figure out about the abortion and figure out about Playboy and figure out about all this. It's like, hey, let us have this. That's how I took those statements, bro.
And you know what?
I took those statements.
And I hear you, and I respect that. And the one thing I want to tell you is...
Hold on. Wait. Fam, I got 50,000 followers on Instagram now.
Listen.
This conversation is going somewhere. So if I blow up in 2 weeks and I get 2 million Instagram followers, and my mother, my mama that gave me birth, that got a relationship with me, that talked to me, get on goddamn TMZ and sell TMZ some bullshit ass story because she going through one of her manic episodes, bro. How you gonna do me? It's possible, fam. I'm talking about right now. I'm on the go, bro. My shit might blow up next week, my nigga. My mama is literally in the streets right now, Dallas, bro. I'm talking about a motherfucker might listen to this video, go try to find my mama to find some shit. You feel me?
Yeah, that's how I mean, I hear you.
That's really how real I see it is, fam. Like,
I'm not trying to undermine that, bro.
Trying to sell North to Playboy, bro. Think about
but
that.
But that's why I'm not having that conversation. I'm not saying, like, you know, let's talk about. I don't.
This is in a 36 hour span, Damo. This ain't like 2 weeks from now. Kanye said this crazy shit on 3 p.m. on one day, and then literally 8 a.m. the next day, he was saying some more crazy shit. This is all, it's an episode, man. My mama had those same episodes. I hope she ain't having one right now. You feel me?
I thought you really just can't pick out of it.
Like, you can't pick out of it, bro. I'm talking about my mama. My sister's probably right now mad at me listening to about my sister. They're probably going to be like, damn, George, like this, that, and the other, bro. My sister, me, my, we'll cry sometimes. Then like, damn, mama, why would you get this mama right here, bro? So I feel sorry for North, thinking like, damn, man, why my daddy gotta do shit like this? When North turned 12, 13, 15, and these goddamn kids that found some shit on Google trying to play with her and mess with her. Oh, your mama said that you a slut, and your mama a slut too. That's basically what Kanye was saying, bro. I'm talking about this his daughter, fam.
George, I don't think he's bipolar, some of this shit, I get that, right? But the slippery slope is we're talking about the people that are talking about the shit that was put on display. We not talking about the people that made it possible for him to put the shit on display in the first place. The confusion is coming from the fact. Bro, but that's the, okay. So what the fuck are we supposed to do? We sitting here having these conversations about, well, you know, you can't really control. Like, that's what I'm saying. Okay, that's fine. We can't control it, but you know what we can control? How that shit reverberates in around what we talking about. And if you the type of nigga that's sitting around saying, well, I understand what kind, stop immediately. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that we got these niggas now going around, well, I understand. There should be no understanding, disparaging remarks about our greatest ancestors, because that means none of us are worth the idea of working toward anything. The value is lost.
That's forget those people, man.
Oh, hold on. But you can't, man. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't forget, bro. Topher Town has how many followers on TikTok?
500,000.
Okay, so you ain't no That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I get with what y'all are saying, but like I said, the reason why this is a part of the political chop, because a part of what I care about is the political conversation and how it happens amongst Black people. And when I see that it's being poisoned consistently, and we sit back and it's just like, okay, yeah, but when he drop an album, are we talking about fucking, well, nah, he shouldn't be putting out an album? Are we doing that then? When he dropping Yeezys, when we calling him a billionaire, it ain't just about Topher Town though, because we talking about this mental health shit in terms of him saying this wild shit, but in terms of when that album dropped Friday and niggas is doing their reviews and shit, and niggas is still we no longer talking about the help he need. We talking about how hot the album is. We talking about how
listening cool to Donda. I'm not getting a nigga no.
I mean, I will say, niggas is like, I'm not listening to Donda, I'm not listening to Donda, and then Crisis King or whatever. I still haven't listened to it, haven't heard one song off of it.
Mm-mm.
But a whole lot of people, it got a lot of play.
DJ Black Child.
Around, you know what I'm saying?
We didn't play, but Damo, you know, fam, you know, it's gonna be some Kanye sympathizers to the point that's gonna sympathize with him with anything he put out. They're gonna support it no matter what he do, no matter what he say. And for me, I feel like there's nothing I can do about those people. Just like the Donald Trump supporters, just like, you know what I'm saying, people support fucked up things, you feel me, to like unrelentlessly, you know what I'm saying? I think that's inevitable. I feel like I'm only worrying about shit I can control. I ain't worried about them, I can control them. Kanye West gonna do and say whatever they want to, and they gonna bump it like it's the most legitimate, credible thing always, you feel me? But you know, like I know, no three of us up here, none of us up here listening to Kanye West music.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I just, yeah, I don't know, man. I'll say this.
Listen to Kanye West music.
And then Toya, I'll let you say the last word.
They got bipolar, man. Shout out to everybody dealing with bipolar.
I mean, listen, I don't want to
disparage nobody. I'm just talking about that deals with somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that deals with somebody that deals with me. You feel me? In terms of
let me say this. Let me say this, and I'll let Toya, you know what I'm saying, add, you know, her wonderful wisdom. She always knows how to handle everything poetically and politically. So, it fucks me up because I may be doing this to myself, but I'm consistently, you know what I'm saying, engaging in conversations, multiple conversations with people who think that the new political look for Black people is to talk shit about Blackness and to talk shit about Black people. And unfortunately, Kanye, because of what's going on with him mentally, I'm assuming, or I just going based off of what y'all are saying, he's become the face of that. And there are reverberations of that outside of just his personal life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm already seeing the danger in Black people's approach to Donald Trump and Black people's approach to being anti-Democrat and being anti-political. I'm seeing the danger in it, and I'm seeing where it's coming from and how it keeps being taken to higher levels. It's even worse. And of course, people that, like, I mean, like, it's one of those things to where it don't look bad when you first look at it, but when you start to see the impact of it, then we see it's a problem. Just like I said with the Hebrew Israelite shit and Nick Cannon. Niggas wasn't taking none of that Hebrew Israelite shit serious. Now Nick Cannon then lost a $1 billion job because
I wasn't taking it serious.
You know what I'm saying? But that's exactly just like you not taking
it.
Just
no,
like
I wasn't taking it serious because I knew that Hebrew Israelite shit would talk to niggas because it come in the Bible, bro. I know I'm from Texas, man. You give a nigga anything that come in the Bible, nigga gonna take it as true no matter what it say. You can write it in. Nigga could tell it's written in the Bible. You done written your own verse.
I know,
and nigga be like, oh, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible now. That's the reason why I ain't mess with the Hebrew Israelite shit, because it's literally gonna make niggas be devoid of critical thinking because it said in the Bible, quote unquote.
Look, but all I'm saying is, and just like niggas see shit on social media and be like, I saw it here, they believe that shit too. If a nigga wanna believe some shit, they gonna believe it. All I'm saying is we need to have a cultural bias, you know what I'm saying, that actually puts us in a position to where these things are more important, like from my perspective. Because while we just looking at it as this one comment here, one comment there, it's actually becoming a political movement. Amongst Black people who consider themselves to be political thinkers, like it's becoming a movement, yeah. And the things that Kanye
Blexit is
contributing to that, and that's what I'm hedging against. Now, I need to be a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, understanding of the mental aspect of it. I mean, yeah, that's what y'all here for, you feel me, and I appreciate that perspective. But that my cultural bias towards my people is the reason why I'm like, yo, fuck all of that, shut the fuck up. And the niggas that saying that, it's, and excuse my language, But the niggas that's saying that, well, I kind of see where he coming from. Y'all can shut the fuck up too.
Agree with that though. Somebody said that. I think I'm like,
go ahead and close it out for me, Toya.
You know, I think you've closed it. I think that when you talk to STFU, that there's not really a lot I can say to follow up with that.
But no, I need you to smooth it over. Like the, we can't let that to be the end of it.
Let's make it smooth. Everybody needs to move with a level of political that allows for us to stand for something, to agree on something, which is, I feel like, kind of what happened, which is the agreement that people like the ancestors is off limits.
Off limits.
You don't say or do that, you know, it's really when it comes to us having, and I think a lot of what we have to do is rise to the occasion as Black people. And I think that's what's kind of missing, is like, this is a very interesting, central, kind of sensitive, integral moment to what's happening. And so I think our collective heightened senses have to be heightened enough to say we can't really be distracted when we do have to draw a line, and we do have to have an understanding about what can and cannot be said. That being said, we are a new, developing, and progressive society learning the vocabularies of mental health and mental wellness, the signs, how to recognize it, how to acknowledge it, and how to hold multiple things in tension. Similar to what happens when we see things like mass shootings, right? When we see these hurtful things come from people who may be emotionally and psychologically incapacitated, or when we see hate crimes that are done by people who may have some type of mental or emotional issues, what we always see is people who experience bipolar, who experience schizophrenia, who experience these issues, having to remind us that these things don't make you hateful. They don't make you problematic. They don't make you go out and shoot people. They give you momentary moments of disconnect with reality. They give you kind of these moments where you have a heightened sense of enemies and people who are against you that may or may not be there. And all those things can be true. But when it's all said and done, we do need to have the both and conversation. I must end it how I started it, which is both and can be true. Kanye has some unlearning to do, some coming to terms with to do. And, you know, his platform and his ability to speak to people needs to be held in check until he rounds out his experiences a little bit better and perspectives a little bit better for the health of Black people as a whole.
But also, this man
through some things that have clearly changed from the Kanye we fell in love with and grew to know and love to the Kanye right now. And we have to leave space for those things to be interrogated. And most importantly, we have to leave space for his family and him to interrogate those things and not for us to do it. Right. So, in some ways, we have to stop speculating and take what's on the table, which is the fact that man's need help. He needs to raise the standard. We need to raise the standard, but there's help that needs to be had and experienced and achieved too. And that's the that on that.